You have found yourself in the right time and the right place for Horace Kentucky's Cronal Detective Agency.
Episode 16.
Hello, Horace. How can I help you today?
You know exactly why I'm here, Loman.
I've got good timing.
It's all in the job.
I had a shipment come in this morning.
Fantastic.
You know, with the amount of eggs you buy, you'll be better off just buying a goose.
That's an idea.
Cutlery?
Around the corner, on the far right wall.
How many cases of eggs did you get in?
4.
That should last a while.
A time detective must need a lot of protein, given all the omelets you must be making.
You're quite the detective yourself.
Is this all you have?
Oh, if that's all that was on the shelves, yes.
2 spoons. It'll have to do.
Why, $1 for the pair, sir.
$1?
Oh, it's pure silver.
I'm sorry, do I know you?
I don't believe so.
You look so familiar. Like you're someone important.
I'll take it as a compliment, but I'm no one. You've no reason to know me.
Sure. Sorry to bother you.
Have a nice day.
You too.
The eggs will be $5, Horace.
$5 for a few cartons of eggs? You've got to be kidding me.
I'm sorry. We can't keep them in. You keep buying us out of them. That's supply and demand.
Ugh. Here's a 20.
Thank you very...
Wait a second.
Where are you going?
You're Andrew Jackson.
No, I'm not.
Your picture is right here on this 20.
$20? I'm on the $20 bill? Washington was only on the dollar I found. This must be the highest denomination, and I'm on it.
Actually, there's a $100 bill.
You're kidding. Who's on that?
Benjamin Franklin.
Franklin? That disease-ridden pervert made a higher denomination than I did? I had no idea that syphilis would become a prerequisite for glory in the future.
What's with the silver spoons?
A silver bullet won't cast itself.
Silver bullet?
I have a specter to kill, Mr...
Kentucky. Horace.
The silver I hold in my hands will find itself passing through that nocturnal nefario's blackened heart.
Need a ride back?
I'm sure I'll return to my own time once I return to where I arrived in this one.
That's a one-way door, I'm afraid.
You seem sure of that fact.
I am. Time travel is my business. My card?
Horace Kentucky's Cronal Detective Agency. Well, Mr. Kentucky, perhaps I can hire your services. But first, you need to know the situation at hand. When separated from the first lips that utter them, truths and lies are both spread with the best of intentions. It was with these same intentions that some of the men under my command told me of a family haunted by a spirit, commonly known as the Bell Witch. The tales told concerning the happenstances were horrifyingly absurd, and as terrifying as they were suspicious. Such curiosity I gained from these stories that after a success in the Seminole Wars, I traveled to Robertson County, Tennessee, to investigate the matter, with only myself and my horse to discover the truth and the matter that had been traded among too many lips. After many days and nights on the trail, my mare and I came across the Bell home. A soft night wind toyed with the front door, blowing it open and closed with a percussive slam. From inside, I heard a child's cry. I left my steed and entered the Bell abode. Little girl, are you alone?
Why did they leave me?
Have no fear. You are safe. My name is Andrew. What is your name?
My mouth hurts.
Are you Elizabeth? I've heard that you've had some scary happenings.
I threw up. I don't want to be sick anymore.
I've brought a horse with me. We can be in the closest town in no time.
She won't let me leave.
No one can stop you. It's only you and me here.
You're wrong.
Goodness me, the door! It's stuck! Elizabeth, don't be afraid!
Oh, she's terrified! She's inside of this body, scratching away and screaming for freedom!
You're floating feet from the floor! The stories, they're true!
Oh, thank you for coming to play, Mr. Jackson! Elizabeth and I have grown very lonely.
Who are you, demon?
I have been called Kate. The name does not offend me.
In the name of God, demon, I demand you to leave this family be!
God? Oh, I love God. Do you know any good scripture? I've always been a fan of Job.
Do not mock the creator of the universe!
You don't know how to play.
your dishware throwing?
Play with us properly, then.
I don't believe Elizabeth wants to play.
She does, too. I was told she wanted to.
Told by whom?
By the one who brought me back.
Who brought you back?
Quiet! Elizabeth wants to play doctor now. Do you want to be our patient?
Razors and needles? Were those in Elizabeth's stomach?
A few more and she'll be able to open up a store. But enough of that for now. The patient needs his surgery!
Stop this!
The patient cannot wait for his medical attention.
Well, you should have patted down your patient.
A gun? Are you really willing to end Elizabeth's life just to quiet me for a limited time?
I am quite a shot, Kate. I can miss any of Elizabeth's vitals.
And what would that accomplish? Giving the young girl a ball of lead in her gut?
A ball of lead, nothing. But I understand this silver bullet would do some harm to you.
No! Playtime isn't over! I'm not ready to go back to sleep!
Darkness. Not even the moon casts a light.
Do you have your shot, Mr. Jackson? Am I in your sights?
Return the light!
I couldn't if I wanted. It wasn't my doing.
Well, then whose was it?
Mine.
The voice in my ear startled me, causing my trigger finger to twitch and my silver bullet to jettison into the wall of the Bell home. I found myself in this time once I regained my composure.
And now that you've spent that story time melting down those spoons and casting a new bullet?
I'd say it's time to go kill the Bell Witch.
Thank you for listening to Horace Kentucky's Cronal Detective Agency. If you'd like to find out more about our productions, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up on iTunes, where you'll find more episodes as time goes on.